is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you another great song today and continue with our verse-by-verse study of the book of Acts as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. I urge you to get your Bibles out if you can, because Dr. Green always asks you to turn to different scriptures during the program. But just before we get to all of that, I want to ask you if you know what SOS means. Well, it's a distress signal, and we use it to mean Supporters of Soul Winning, a wonderful group of the Gospel Hour family who promise to give anywhere from $10 to $1,000 each month, and we send these members special gifts each and every month. It helps us keep our budget. So I hope you'll consider doing that. Just call me or write me, and I'll be happy to give you more information. Well, let's enjoy the music and then the message.
Sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Now, gracious Heavenly Father, as we open Thy Word to continue our study today, direct us by the Holy Spirit. And O God, speak through these lips of mine to those who listen. Speak from this heart, and may I deliver the Word of God faithfully today and save some soul for Jesus' sake. Amen. On the last broadcast, we talked primarily about Paul being stoned at Lystra and dragged outside the city for dead. The saints prayed for him, and God raised him, and he stood up, and of course he went back into the city. Now, in verses 23 through 28, there is one verse that I'd like for us to study primarily today, and of course we'll use some other scripture in connection with it. But in verse 23, they ordained elders in all the churches. Now, when Paul left the local assemblies where he organized churches by the grace of God, they ordained elders and they prayed and they fasted. Now, of course, today, and please don't think I'm sarcastic when I say this, but Paul and Barnabas prayed and fasted with the church. But today we have a feast and a pep meeting and a little prayer meeting on the side. Now, I say that in shame and in sorrow. That's not true everywhere. But in most places, we can't have anything unless we have a little hot chocolate and a few crackers to nibble on, you know. But in that day, they didn't eat. They prayed and they fasted and they got things done. Jesus said to his disciples when they couldn't heal the boy that was filled with demons, and they asked Jesus why. And he said, "This kind goeth out but by prayer and fasting." Now, as I said yesterday, I believe it was, or the day before, there is no glory in announcing a fast, but if you are so burdened and so concerned that you lose your appetite and you had rather be talking to God and feeding on heavenly meat and bread than to eat the bread of this life, then that's the kind of fasting that brings results. And so they ordained elders and had a prayer meeting and a fast, and they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. They didn't believe about him. They believed on him. They believed on him, and that's the way to be saved. To believe on Jesus is to trust him and to fling your soul, spirit, and body, your very being on Jesus. That's to believe on him. And, of course, they went through these other cities and they preached the word, and they had results, and they sailed to Antioch, and then they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. Now, here's the verse that I want you to see. "And when they were come and had gathered the church together," that is the local assembly, "they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode long time with the disciples." Now, some commentators, some outstanding Bible scholars believe that they spent between 2 and 3 years in that area, in that particular area, fellowshipping and instructing the believers. Now, watch this verse again. "And when they were come," verse 27, "when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles." Now, I pointed this out several times in the study from the first day on. This message of God's saving grace, in fact, the message of the kingdom, was delivered first to Israel, and then the message of the grace of God was delivered first to Israel. But then when they rejected Jesus and demanded his death, and then when they rejected the message of the grace of God, then God called the Apostle Paul the minister to the Gentiles. You'll find that in Romans chapter 11 and verse 13. Now, I want to read in Romans 1 and verse 13 or verse 14. We read these words in Romans 1:14. "I am debtor both to the Greeks and the barbarians," that is, to the Gentiles and barbarians, the wise, unwise. "So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first." To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, I pray in Jesus' name, as I emphasize this, you will hear the Spirit, hear the word, and don't fall out with a preacher, because he preaches something that you don't fully agree with because you've heard it another way. Listen, try the spirits and see if they be of God, and compare scripture with scripture, and then let the word of God speak, and let the word of God stand, live by it, and die by it. Now, Paul said, "I'm debtor to the Greeks, I'm debtor to the barbarians, I'm debtor to the wise, and I'm debtor to the unwise." Now, beloved, in this day of grace, in this dispensation of the grace of God, this message is not directed to any individual first. It's to whosoever will. The Israelite, the Greek, the barbarian, the wise, the unwise, the multimillionaire, the pauper, the college professor, the man who cannot read his name. In other words, this message of God's grace is to every creature, and it is to no creature before every creature. You cannot single out any person or any nationality or any group of people and say they're supposed to have the gospel first. You can't do that in this day of grace. Now, the nation Israel had it first. My friend, God dealt with Israel throughout the Old Testament, and the king came to Israel. John the Baptist announced the king. The disciples were commanded to go to the house of Israel and do not go to the Gentiles. The 70 were sent to the lost sheep, and the message Jesus said to the Syrophoenician woman, it's not meet to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. And he preached to the Jew first. He preached to Israel. And beloved, he offered himself, he offered the kingdom, he offered the grace of God. And they said, give us Barabbas and nail Jesus to the cross. And that's exactly what happened. Now Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To everyone. To the Jew first, it was to the Jew first. It has been to the Jew first. Now let me say this, I said it the other day. I support missions to Israel. We've sent hundreds of dollars, and I mean it, and we've sent equipment. And I spent 10 weeks in Israel and Transjordan, and I know, and I believe in missions. Listen, I believe in Jewish missions, I believe in African missions, I believe in missions to Asia, I believe in missions to South America, I believe in missions to Mexico, I believe in missions, God bless your home missions, to the United States of America. We need it. We are a mission field. I believe in missions to everyone, but the thing that I'm telling you today is that the grace of God is to every man, and it's not to any man before another man. The rich, the poor, the bond, the free, it doesn't make any difference who you are. The white, the black, the red, the yellow, it doesn't make any difference your nationality, the color of your skin. The gospel of the grace of God is to you, and it's not to anyone before you. Are to you before anyone else. It's to each individual we are to preach this gospel to every creature. Now, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now then, let's look at Ephesians chapter 2. And remember, Paul and Barnabas rehearsed before the church all the things that God had done in the community of the Gentiles. Now watch this. Ephesians 2:11, wherefore remember that ye, now he's talking to Gentiles, wherefore remember that ye, being in times past Gentiles in the flesh. Now notice that. Listen, in the church of the living God, and I said the church of the living God. I didn't say the Baptist church or the Pentecostal church or the Catholic church or the Lutheran church. I said the church of the living God, the new man that I'm going to read about in a moment. The man, Jesus, is the head and the Savior of the body, and we're bone of his bones, and we're flesh of his flesh. Now, the new man in the church of the living God, there is no such thing as Gentile, Greek, barbarian, Jew, or Englishman, German, Frenchman, Italian. There is no such thing. We're all one. We're all one in Jesus. There is no difference. All right, now let's read it. Wherefore remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision. And tomorrow when we study chapter 15, we'll see that some of the people were preaching that the Gentiles must be circumcised after the law of Moses or they couldn't be saved. That's not true. That's not true. Grace is grace, pure grace, brother, plus nothing. We're saved by grace, right down here in Ephesians 2:8. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Now it's by grace, through faith, plus nothing. Now remember that. By God's grace, through faith, plus nothing. That's the way we're saved. And it's not through baptism, church membership, or anything else. All right, now let's read on. That at that time, now back yonder, that is before the dispensation of grace, before the church age, before the dispensation that we're now in, the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. Verse 12, at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh. How? Made nigh. How? By the blood of Christ. By the blood of Christ. Now in the Mosaic economy, it was a divine imperative that they have the temple and the sacrifices, or they could not approach God. But brother, in this marvelous dispensation of grace, in this dispensation, Holy Ghost, we approach Jesus at God through our high priest, because every born-again believer is a priest. Every born-again believer is a priest. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. 1 Peter 2:9. We are a royal priesthood. And so in this dispensation, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are made nigh. We enter the Holy of Holies by the blood. Now read on. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, that is, Jew and Gentile, both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. There is no wall, there is no partition. In the church of the living God, now, well, the Bible says there is neither Jew nor Greek, nor Parthian, nor Mede, nor barbarian, nor anything else, brother. We're just one. That's all sons of God. Having abolished in his flesh, now this is Ephesians 2:15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained even the law of commandments. Now I'm not critical. I'm not critical. All I have before me is a Bible. I mean that. I study commentaries. I read all the good books I can secure. I believe we ought to study. I've studied scores of books in preparation of this series on Acts. I've read everything good that I could find. I search other men's thoughts and I pray, oh God, lead me. I read everything, then I go back to the Bible. Yes, sir, brother. And that's where I take my stand, the Word of God. Now let me tell you something now. These men today in churches, warehouses, auditoriums, tents, on the radio, and through the printed page, who are teaching law and mixing law and grace, brother, they're just not right with God. Now, that's all. I'll prove it. Romans 10:4. Read it. Romans 10:4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Then you say, Brother Green, God has destroyed the law. No, no. God hadn't destroyed the law. Jesus fulfilled the law. God hadn't changed his mind about the law. But God sees us in Jesus, because when we're born again, we are in Jesus. We're hid with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3. There is no condemnation of them which are in Christ, Romans 8:1. Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. All right, so we're in Jesus. And Christ is the end of the law, Romans 10:4. Now let's read on. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body, by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, now that's Gentiles, and to them that were nigh, that's the nation Israel. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Hallelujah. Jew, Gentile, rich, poor, bond or free, wise or unwise, doesn't make any difference. We have access to the Father by the Holy Ghost. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Upon this rock I will build my church, Jesus said, Matthew 16. Upon this rock, Jesus, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against Christ, the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Did you know, my fellow believer, did you know, my precious Christian, that you are the habitation of God? And did you know that God lives in you in the person of the Holy Ghost? Did you know that? In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. Now, the new man in verse 15 is the church. Jesus is the head. Now, I don't have time to read it, but you read Ephesians 5:25 through the rest of the chapter. Read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through the rest of the chapter. That'll be through verse 33. And you'll notice in verse 30, for we are members of his body, the new man. We're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. We are members of the body of Christ, of his flesh, and of his bones. Beloved, when you are born again, Jew, Gentile, rich, poor, bond, or free, doesn't make any difference who you are, your nationality matters not. When you're born again, you are baptized into the body of Christ. You are united to the body of Christ through the miracle of the new birth, the miracle of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 and 13 teach clearly that every born-again believer, makes no difference your nationality, every blood-washed believer is baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Ghost. And so Paul and Barnabas rehearsed to the church. They gave testimony, and they told the people there in the local assembly all the things that God had wrought in and among the Gentiles. And then in chapter 15, verse 1, certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. Now, doesn't that sound just like some teaching we hear today? Somebody gets on the radio, somebody writes a book, somebody writes a tract, somebody comes to town in a tent, a tabernacle, a warehouse, or an auditorium, and they say, unless you let us baptize you, unless you join our church. Listen, there is only one unless. Unless you believe on Jesus, you'll die in your sin, you'll burn in hell. And if you believe on Jesus, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned, already condemned, because he hath not believed. Now, don't you believe a word of the man, or the woman, or the preacher, or the teacher, or the evangelist, or the writer, who says, you must be baptized this way, or you must join this church, or that church, or this religion. Don't you believe a word of it. The way to be saved is to enter the door. Paul and Barnabas said, God opened the door to the Gentiles. The door is Jesus. He said, I am the door. I am the door. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved right now. Father, honor thy precious word, O God. Honor the gospel of the marvelous grace of God. Honor the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and save every soul that's under conviction. Save that church member, that poor church member that joined the church. They've been baptized, but they've never been saved. Save them for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Please don't turn off your radio yet or change the dial, because I still have a few moments to share with you, and I know you will want to hear what I am about to tell you. And that is our gift offer I, or the Easter offer, because we put this together here at the Gospel Hour thinking about Easter coming up just around the corner. A gift offer I contains three books by three different authors, and I'll tell you who they are in just a moment. But all three books are in offer I, and it's all available to you in return for your donation to the ministry in the amount of $20 or more. Please send more if you can. $25, $30, $50, or even more will certainly help us here to keep the gospel going out. And if you would like to order several sets of this offer to share with others or put in your church, you may certainly do so. Just tell me how many sets of offer I or the Easter offer that you want, and please send a donation of at least $20 for each set that you order. And in return, I'm going to send you first the book entitled Heaven on Earth. Now, this is a hardback book, 119 pages long, written by Dr. A.C. Dixon, a great man of God who lived many, many years ago. My dad found this book in an old bookstore, and he studied from it and read it, and he was so happy with what he learned that he decided to print it for us to enjoy and future generations. So this book is a wonderful book containing 13 chapters. I know you'll enjoy it. Then we have Heavenly Pearls of Truth from God's Word, a perfect bound book, 141 pages long, with 12 different messages and articles by my mother that were originally published in the Gospel Hour News newspaper. She had her own column, and we've picked out what we think are 12 of the best messages that she wrote. I hope you will enjoy these 12 messages. Finally, Glimpses of Heaven, 164-page perfect-bound book containing 5 messages on heaven by my father, Dr. Green. I put this together after I listened to his series on heaven again, and I was so impressed I went looking for sermons on heaven, and these are what we put together. So, to get all 3 of these great books, just ask for Offer I and send your gift of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.